Good evening. This is Sakishwani Kohima. I'm Kahuchiste with the evening news. The headlines. Monsoon session of parliament to begin on 21st July. India bloc demands special session of parliament over Pahalgam terror attack. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio virtually lays foundation stones for 9 lighthouse schools complexes. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead special tree plantation drive on World Environment Day tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Government today announced the schedule for the monsoon session of parliament beginning 21st of next month. Talking to media in New Delhi, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said the session will conclude on 12th of August.
Government has decided to convene the monsoon session of the parliament from 21st July till 12th of August.
This will be the first parliament session after Operation Sindoor, which was launched by India after the barbaric Pahalgam terrorist attack. Government had also held 2 old party meetings attended by leaders of different political parties after the terror attack. India bloc partners have demanded a special session of parliament over the Pahalgam terror attack and country's response to terrorism under Operation Sindoor. A meeting of the India bloc was held in New Delhi yesterday, which was attended by its members, including Shiv Sena UBT, RJD, Congress, SP and TMC. Leader of opposition in the Rajya Sabha, Malik Arjun Kharge, said there are serious questions facing the nation about the terror attack, killing of civilians, the announcement of ceasefire, and the implications on national security and foreign policy. Talking to Akashvani News, BJP spokesperson Nalin Kohli questioned the intention of India bloc partners for demanding special session of parliament. He said the opposition can seek discussion on the issue in the upcoming monsoon session of parliament. Chief Minister Dr. Nipurio today virtually laid the foundation stones for 9 lighthouse school complexes, LSCs, under the Nagaland Education Project, the Lighthouse Nectar. Speaking at the launch event in Kohima, Dr. Rio said the state's education sector is undergoing significant reforms. He emphasized that a strong school system is key in preparing students to excel even beyond the state and highlighted primary schools as the foundation of quality education. The newly launched LSCs are located in government high and higher secondary schools across Chumukidima, Pek, Kifri, Zeneboto, Shamator, Noklak, Longlen, Mukukchan and Dimapur, bringing the total number of LSCs in the state to 16. The ongoing nationwide Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, VKSA, is proving to be a beneficial initiative for the farmers of Nagaland in particular. Over 400 villages and nearly 40,000 farmers have received trainings on various farming techniques and awareness on government schemes. The teams comprising scientists from ICAR Nagaland, state departments and Krishi Vigyan Kendras and others are proactively creating awareness among farmers with a target of reaching 108 villages daily. Senior scientist and head ICAR KVK Walker and nodal officer press and media release VKSA Nagaland State, Dr. Sandeep Deshmukh said the teams aim to reach the unreached farmers in the remotest of the remote villages.
We are going to reach to unreached farmers in the remotest of the remote village. That is our target. And we will try to best at our possible by using available all resources to cover the large number of villages as well as large number of the population segment, that is farmers.
Noting that the success of the campaign depends on the community's participation, Dr. Deshmukh appealed farming communities and all chairman of village council to mobilize greater participation.
I am appealing all farming communities and all chairman of village council chairmen for mobilization and their greater participation in the campaign, because our goal is to make Vikasit Bharat through Vikasit Krushi, means develop the nation through progressive agriculture.
This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR _ Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will lead a special tree plantation drive at Bhagwan Mahavir Vanasthali Park in New Delhi tomorrow on the occasion of World Environment Day. The Prime Minister will plant a banyan sapling under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam initiative. This will be a part of the Aravali Green Wall project, which aims to reforest the 700 kilometers Aravali range. Meanwhile, in Nagaland, several activities like plantation and cleanliness drives will be conducted by various state departments and organizations across the state. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This evening, we explore on Tadasana or palm tree posture. Tada means palm tree or mountain. This asana teaches one to attain stability and firmness and forms the base for all the standing asana. This asana brings stability in the body, helps to clear up congestion of the spinal nerves, corrects faulty posture. In the next series, we will learn about Vrikshasana or the tree posture. Agriculture Production Commissioner and Mission Director of FOCUS, Wezope Kenya, said that the Fostering Climate Resilient Upland Farming Systems in the Northeast FOCUS project implemented in Naglan has played a pivotal role in bringing transformative changes to the farming systems while also enhancing agricultural incomes across the state. He made this remark during the FOCUS Naglan completion workshop held in Kohima yesterday. Mr. Kenya said, the project made significant investments in key infrastructure, such as market access facilities, community seed banks, and crucial logistical assets like refrigerated vans, all aimed at ensuring long-term support for farming communities. State Project Director of FOCUS, Ramnikant Kumar, stated that over the past 6 years, the project has successfully reached 86% of the targeted households through various interventions, including improved jhum cultivation, value chain development, and the establishment of market access facilities. India has won the presidency of the International Institute of Administrative Sciences, IIAS, in the election, which was held between India and Austria yesterday. India's candidacy received widespread support from across the membership with 87 votes out of 141 votes. India, through the Department of Administrative Reforms, is a member state of the IIAS. IIAS is a federation of 31 member countries, 20 national sections, and 15 academic research centers jointly collaborating for scientific research on public administration. And India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast light or moderate rainfall at most places, likely to continue over northeast region during next 7 days. However, the IMD said the intensity of rainfall will decrease thereafter. A report.
After days of incessant rainfall, the state of Nagaland got a respite today with a light shower. The state capital, Kohima, today recorded a maximum temperature of 23 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 16.9 degrees Celsius, while in Dimapur, mercury rose to 33.4 degrees Celsius with minimum at 25.2 degrees Celsius. Mary, Akashvani News, Kohima.
Meanwhile, Naglan State Disaster Management Authority has reported several damages to houses, roads, bridges, breast wall of roads, paddy fields and jhum cultivations due to the extreme monsoon weather occurrences in the state. Besides, a major landslide on National Highway 2 Kohima-Manipur Road near Kisama. There were reports of landslides and road blockades at Twensang, Noklak, Peran, Kifri and Zunaboto districts. Property damages, including residential houses and agricultural fields, were also reported. And now, to end the news, here are the main points once again. Monsoon session of Parliament to begin on 21st July. India bloc demands special session of Parliament over Pahalgam terror attack. Chief Minister Dr. Nipudio virtually lays foundation stones for 9 lighthouse school complexes. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi to lead special tree plantation drive on World Environment Day tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Good night.